Radioactive!
Lean on me
when you're not strong, and I'll be your friend.
I'll help you carry on, for it won't be long till I'm gonna need somebody to lean on.
Welcome to Radioactive. I'm Clark.
Hold up. I'm gonna let you finish, but ladies and gentlemen, allow me to introduce myself. I am Ardo Hersey, and this young blood does not respect true radio artistry.
Okay. And I'm Carlos, and we'll be your host for this month's Radioactive podcast.
Radioactive is a youth program with KOW 94.9. It teaches high school youth journalism and radio skills.
This month's theme is
Friendship.
So, Carlos, how did you make your first friend?
I probably met my first friend playing with those Power Ranger whatchamacallits outside of our apartment complex. You know, one day this kid was just playing on the staircase, and I just so happened to be walking, and kazam, we were friends.
Mm-hmm. That's what's up. Power Rangers is a dope way to make friends when you're younger.
Nah, I mean, that was just about a week ago.
How far would you go for friendship? Kendra Hannah tells us about her new technique for making friends in new places.
This is the story of how I started the Kendra Needs Friends Club. So I just started at the University of Washington. It's a massive, intimidating college where I knew few people. In desperate need of human friendship, I trolled through all the different school clubs. There was the Harry Potter Club, the Beyonce Club, the Heavy Metal Club. And they were all very specific, but none that quite fit me. So I decided I'm just going to make a Kendra Needs Friends Club.
Okay, so I'm currently on the website meetup.com. So I typed in where my club is going to be, and they're asking me, it's a meetup for people interested in, and then they have me click a bunch of stuff. So I have clicked new friendships, fun times, friendship and connections, friendship and support, new in town, and friendship for the lonely, which I think is actually the most important part.
I also posted an ad on Craigslist, which made me feel all gross inside. And then I waited, but the response was limited. I had 3 people join my club online, but none of them could come to my event. It dawned on me, oh, no one is going to come to this. And I started to think, why am I actually doing this? I've always been an introvert with a sprinkling of social anxiety and occasional depression. I rarely make new friends. I have few close ones, and they're all people I've known for years. Over the last couple of months, the friends I did have, I lost touch with. A lot of them moved when I was busy going to a community college that was forever away, and I was just really alone. I talked to my mom about this.
The first time that we moved, I had never experienced not knowing anyone at all, and so I was super lonely and just kind of miserable. But the second time that we moved, I kind of made a pact with myself that that was going to be my job when we moved, was for me to make friends and put down roots. So I like had to do it purposefully.
Yeah, thinking about that, it's funny because like my friends would text me and they'd be like, how's it going? And I'd just be like, I'm sad and I'm miserable. My commute is 4 hours long. And they'd just be like, oh, sorry, I'm doing math homework. I have to go. I'm like, I'm so sad. I'm just so
like,
alone.
I have to stop talking to you. You're making me sad.
I told my mom about my current friend-making techniques.
I've been making this rule where I have to talk to people. Every day at school, I have to chat with someone. So I was sitting next to this dude, though. I was like, I should talk to this guy because I have a class with him. And then I just, like, look at him, and I'm like, hey, not to be weird, but I have a class with you.
That's so weird. Why is that weird? That's perfectly normal.
It's weird.
It's not your intro.
She drove me to Target and I bought some discounted snacks to put out at the event.
Okay, so we're walking out of Target and I have bought 2 things of Oreos. I have like normal Oreos and then I have like the birthday cake sprinkle Oreos.
The day of the meeting, I actually started to freak out. I had realized that no one was going to be coming from my online club. So my plan was to set up a table at the student union, and I was going to put up a sign that said, the Kendra Needs Friends Club, and I would try and lure people in with free Oreos. I started to get this queasy feeling in my throat, in my gut, every time I thought about what I was going to do.
Iman Muhammad, a fellow radioactive producer who also goes to the University of Washington, was going to come and help me, which I was super grateful for.
We'll see if anybody's nice enough to want to join your club. I can't believe you're actually doing this.
So I printed out like an application, and it says friend application. It has like a bunch of stars on it. It says, congrats, you're one step closer to friendship. Please answer some quick questions and hand it to Kendra. So I asked like their name, like age, and to write a quick description of themselves.
And then we just waited. We were both new to the University of Washington.
I haven't made like new friends. I made like classmates, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, like, I see them high, but not really friends where we hang out now.
Yeah.
Well, it depends how you define friendship.
We watch people come by and glance and just keep walking.
Look at the sign, please. Look at the sign. Look at the sign.
Are you going to look?
Nope, you're not going to look at the sign.
No, not at all.
And I just kept readjusting the sign, hoping that that would help. It didn't help.
I don't know. Oh, a girl's walking up. Is she going to see the sign? No, she didn't see the sign. Never mind. Or maybe if she did, she didn't. I mean, maybe if I just repositioned it again.
Me and Iman just sat there, waiting and eating Oreos. Iman asked if she could join the friendship club.
You want to include me in your friendship?
You should fill out an application.
Right now?
Yes, you should.
Okay. My name is Iman. Favorite TV show, books,
movies. So this club and just starting at a new school has made me realize that making friends is a lot of work. You have to be proactive. You have to constantly put yourself out there. Hi, I'm Kendra. This is me. But making friends is also super easy because other people need friends too. My online club now has 13 members. That means there's at least 13 other lonely people out there who are like their own individual I Need Friends club. And I think if you're willing to make a fool of yourself, I think that if you're willing to put yourself out there, you're going to bump into those other lonely people, and you're going to make contact with people, and that's how you make friends. For Radioactive, I'm Kendra Hanna.
So, what's friendship mean to you, Ardo?
Friendship to me is having people in your life who support you, people you can have fun with, and together y'all can make each other better human beings.
Dang, man, you like captured a lot of feelings in that one sentence.
Man, you know me, Drake and stuff, about to end up in my ex's house.
I wonder what other folks from Seattle think about friendship. Radioactive's Rachel Lam asked people at the Finney Co-op Preschool, St. Catherine of Siena Parish School, Bishop Blanchett High School, and the Norse Home about what friendship means to them.
Okay, Tori. So, what's friendship?
Friendship is when a friend of yours or maybe just a girl comes over and asks you to play, and then you become friends because you keep playing together, and friendship is never someone's mad at each other.
Friendship is not interviewing people while they eat.
Ouch. I'm friends with like Hazel and Willie and Clementine and Rose and Rose.
Friendship is one form of not being lonely.
Friendship is Lizzie Armstrong.
To me, friendship is being able to count on people.
It's kind of good.
It takes time. It doesn't just happen right away, but it takes time. It's a mutual understanding. And
friendship makes me feel like pizza.
The Cookie Monster says, like, a true friend is someone you would share the last cookie with.
It's your milk. You're supposed to have a lot of it in here.
Well, you have somebody to talk to. And if we have the same interest, that's fine. If we don't, we can discuss that and we can argue.
They might be mean to you, but you can still be friends with them. You just got to tell them that you can't be mean to me anymore.
Friendship is when you care more about the other person than you do yourself.
Something you had when you were young.
Anything on your cycle.
Two people enjoying each other's company.
Friendship is watching Lightning Point all weekend. Wait, do you actually want to this weekend?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Isabel?
Yes. Lightning Point. I'm so excited.
Yes, it will be so fun.
Wow, lots of wisdom there.
What's the craziest way you made a friend, Ardo?
Honestly, I once met a friend at a program I did, and we got along pretty well. And I was like, yo, let's grab some bubble tea. And like, we've been friends ever since.
Yo, that's just great. I love it when it's really easy for friendships to flourish like that. In fact, a great way to get to know people is by going to concerts. Sasquatch is one of the biggest music festivals in the Pacific Northwest. People from Seattle migrate to the gorge in rural Washington to camp for 4 nights and see their favorite artists play.
Radioactive's Noah Phillips Reardon reminisces about her and her friend Natalie's experience at last year's fest.
Last week, I was at the Sasquatch Music Festival launch party, and they announced the lineup. So I was thinking about when I went to the festival last year, and I went with my friend Natalie. It was just the two of us, and we, like, camped together, had, like, a tiny little tent, and we'd hang out with other people that we knew, but we kind of just had our own, like, solo adventure. I guess we relate a lot about music. We've gone to a lot of concerts together, so it was kind of just a no-brainer that we'd go to Sasquatch together. So we, like, wandered around after all the music had ended. We wandered around the campground. We were, like, looking for something to do, but there was nothing really that interesting. Like, people were just getting, like, too weird, and we were like, no, okay, like, that's too much. And then we were walking back to our campsite. It was probably, like, really, really late or really, really early. One of them came up and was like, hey, help me look at Tinder and find a girl. And I was like, why would you want my help with that? And we found out they were from Vancouver. All the other guys, so there's one guy wearing those, like, fur hats that you wear in the winter, and it's really cold at night, but it's not like you would bring a winter hat to a music festival. But the one guy who asked me to help him find someone on Tinder, his name was Cole, and we talked with him for, like, hours. We found a bunch of guys on top of a Cadillac, and they were like, hey, come up here and watch the sunrise with us. Like, okay, why not? And then we got up there, and I think we dented the roof of the Cadillac. So after that, me and Natalie, we plan on going to the festival again together. Like, it's sort of a special thing, and we have all of these inside jokes and people that we can talk about that I can't talk about with other people. I don't think I've had a better experience with anyone. I think we just became much closer.
Anyway, we're very conscious that we didn't talk about L-O-V-E, love, on the February podcast, but you know, friendship is a type of love within itself.
Friendship is what makes the world go round.
That's why we're dedicating this month's podcast to all you single folks out there.
We frozen you guys. Appreciate all your friends in your life.
Thank y'all for listening in on this month's podcast. Y'all have been great. We appreciate every single one of you. Thank you to Rachel Lam, Kendra Hanna, and Noah Phillips Reardon for this month's stories. And by the way, Noah Phillips Reardon is also our executive producer, so shout outs to her.
And shout out to our awesome editors, Leah Kataif and Jenny Arsarnow. Y'all are the real MVPs.
And thank you to Kanye West.
And thanks to Bill Weathers.
For creative inspiration.
Y'all are the real MVPs too.
See ya. Let it go. Let it go. Yeah, hold
on to it.
I hold you up.
Okay. Don't you dare close your eyes.